Thank you for calling Omax Health Customer Service. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Yes, I wanted to have you guys switch an address for one of my orders.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I can definitely help you out with that. Let's see if we can get your order pulled up here. What's the first and last name?
Okay, this one is under Juliana. Oh, well, it might be under me too. I don't know. Janice O'Malley. You look up mine. I have two separate orders for the probiotics.
Okay.
Auto, and we on the left. No, did you? Can you see it?
Well, I have here. It looks like we have three separate, maybe I guess you could say accounts or orders in the past from you here. I have two that I can see. The customer city name is going to be in Marvin, North Carolina, and then we have one that looks like Waxhaw. Is that right, Waxhaw?
Marvin and Waxhaw are the same. The last time I called, the girl was supposed to get rid of one of the account. Like, so what happened is I first start ordering these probiotics on your auto thing, and then I got a better price, and then started ordering them for the $26.96, and I also order one for my daughter while she was living in Baltimore, and then we were having it, the girl, we had switched, and it was going to her work then, and now she's going to be at my house. So if you can figure it out, you can actually throw both of them in the same packaging to whirl away to my house. Can you okay. do that?
Okay, sure. Yeah, let me pull. I need to see if I can locate her order, because it would be a different address, and that should be pretty simple there just to combine the addresses. Let's see.
All right. Hers was Annapolis the last time, because you were shipping it to her apartment, but people were stealing them. She lived in Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
She's moving back to Charlotte.
Okay, so it doesn't look like it, that order may be, you said it could possibly be under her name?
Well, it was on hold until, you weren't going to start shipping out again until the 29th on her, because I had her put it on hold for a couple months because we weren't sure where she was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want stuff to go to Annapolis because, well, she was on furlough, and so we didn't know what was going on. Now she's out of work, so she's coming back here. So if you can have both of them shipped to the 9005 Whirlaway Lane, Marvin or Waxhaw's fine.
Okay. Well, all I'm showing so far is just the orders that are going to your address. So I need to see if we have any orders here under another name, maybe, I guess.
Because the woman I spoke with last time has July 29th, the date that they were going to start hers back up again, and it was going to go to Annapolis, which we don't want that now, in Baltimore or Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you see where it went to Annapolis before?
All I'm selling so far is just the North Carolina ones for this order. I can go and see if we have any past orders here, this account. You just had an order that was placed, correct, for yours?
No, I just got a notice that you're going to be shipping it out. You automatically do it. It's on auto.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, ma'am. But like I was saying, that was your newest refill was today. Is that correct?
I don't know. I got an email that said, oh, we're shipping out yours. I don't pay attention to – I'm expecting it in the mail any day.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm showing here for the reoccurring order for the probiotic there, that would have been today, that order was created.
What? What do you mean?
Without your newest shipment. You have one once every month.
Yeah, to Whirlaway, and the other one was, oh, my God, is this that hard to understand? The other one was going to Annapolis. I set up an automatic, you know, shipment. I pay it. It's on my credit card. I pay one to go to her and then one to go to me. But now she's coming back here to my house. They put hers on hold, and they were going to start shipping hers back out again on the 29th.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're trying to say there, but I haven't found anything for any other addresses with your name on it other than the North Carolina one. I don't see any orders.
Juliana O'Malley.
Okay. Let me see. That was Judy?
No. Juliana. J-U-L-I-A-N-N-A.
I'm not seeing her on the list here.
That's crazy because we've been getting both of them. We've been getting them for a long time. Show up on my credit card all the time. Like I said, like a couple months ago, I told the girl because we had like an extra pack or two, and I said, "Hey, is there a way to just put her on hold and start her back up at the end of July?" And she said, "Yeah, I even have it written down. July 29th, they were going to start her back up." And that's why I'm calling now to have it come to the my Whirlaway address versus Annapolis, because that's where she used to work.
Okay, I'm going to go back to your account here for yours to see if we have any other addresses attached to your account.
Every time I call, you guys all act so confused every single time. And it's the same thing. And every time they say, okay, I got it figured out. And I'm like, why do I go through this again?
Okay, so on yours here, we have several addresses. It looks like we have your Whirlaway, which is the default address there for North Carolina. And then another one would be the Annapolis, Maryland address here. It's not as the default, but that is one. And then that's, you have...
Right, that's where hers was going. And there was, okay, the one was canceled way back when. That. What is the price? Like the $26.96 are the two that I'm using. There was another one that was how much more? That one was supposed to be canceled out. I don't get anything from that one. That was, you know, canceled a long time ago. I don't know why you keep it on the books.
As far as the old addresses?
The old, it's not even so much the address, it's the old order for these. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't even know how long I've been taking these. Is it a couple of years now? But when I first had them, they were coming here to Whirlaway, you know, Charlotte, and they cost more. I forget what it was, 30-something, or I don't know. And so then I called and canceled and started up when I found it for $26.96 a month. So there's one there that's old and should be canceled, but monthly fee I'm paying of $26.96, I'm paying for two different ones, one for me and one for my daughter. The one for my daughter was going to Annapolis. I called last time and asked them to just hold that off for a couple months, and she said, yeah, she could do that. And it was going to start back up July 29th.
Did she happen to give you any type of order number with that order?
Oh, no. She didn't give me anything. I have my one of my things here, but you've already seen mine. And you see the Annapolis.
Right, yeah. Now, that's under, if I go to addresses on your account there, that's under, you know, the addresses that are on the account. There's a few different saved addresses from the past.
Right. She used to have a different place in Baltimore, her apartment, but they got stolen from there. So then we had it shipped to her work. Now she's not working. She came back down here, and we said hold off because we didn't know where she was going to be. So they were going to start back up on the 29th, sending it back to Annapolis. Well, she's not going to be there. She's going to be down here in Charlotte at the Whirlaway address. Just change the address of the Annapolis and to here and Charlotte. Put them on the same address then.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've already done there. I've taken out the Annapolis one there. So the only way that it could ship, or the only address that it could pull from to ship, is going to be the Marvin, North Carolina, the Whirlaway.
Okay. Yes, and that one's Juliana and mine's Janice.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
So if it's easier just to keep them separate, that's fine. If you want to throw both of them in the same shipment, that's fine. But
yes, ma'am. Well, it'll still be processed there as, you know, two separate packages, but because it's two separate orders there, but it will be going to the same address because there's only one address on the account now.
Okay. Well, you can start it back up again now. Like, if they were going to wait till the 29th, you can just go ahead and mail hers out too.
Remove the hold. Okay.
Yeah, mine should be it's on the way, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yours is on the way.
Yeah. So you can start hers back up now. Make sure it's at the same 26.96 a month.
Sure. Yes, ma'am. Let me open the hold for you.
Unless you have it cheaper.
No, ma'am. It's going to be the same.
Okay.
All right, so I've removed the hold there, so that'll be shipped out, you know, normal shipping time frame there, around 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. So, and that'll come under Juliana O'Malley, and then mine's coming as Janice O'Malley, and then
Correct.
They will be automatic monthly from there on.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I don't know if you can find a way to get rid of that other one that's still somewhere on the books, because every time I call, people get confused. Like, you have three accounts. And I'm like, doesn't it say one's not active anymore?
Well, on the original screen, when we pull it up, it doesn't give us that info. But as soon as we open the account, we can. So it's just a matter of, you know, open up each account to see which one is active.
Okay. All right. So we have that straight?
Yes, ma'am. We are good to go
okay.
with that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.